Support provided by the Joint and Spine Center at Heartland Regional Medical Center, offering a comprehensive approach to joint pain treatment, from education to diagnosis through treatment and recovery. Seminar information at heartlandregional.com.
Good morning. It's the 17th day of 2017, and on your WSIU Almanac, in 1917 today, the United States bought the Virgin Islands from Denmark. Price tag, $25 million. Happy 85th birthday to the great James Earl Jones. And funny guy, Jim Carrey is 54 today. Locally in Alton, the National Great Rivers Research and Education Center is again offering a variety of programs and educational outreach activities in the 2017 year, and among the activities, an internship, which runs from May 23rd to August. And for more information, see the link on our website. If you like gardening, and especially if you like saving your own seeds and sharing with other gardeners, Carbondale Community High School is the site for the 2017 Seed Swap. The event, February the 11th, beginning at 9 a.m. at the high school. From Illinois Secretary of State Jesse White, the winners of the 12th annual Illinois Emerging Writers Competition have been announced. And in Southern Illinois, Whitney Jones of Harrisburg is a second place winner for her poem titled The Price of Coal. At Wren Lake, you still have a couple more days to donate your used real Christmas tree to be dropped off in the lake to create fish habitat. In addition to dropping off your trees at the Sugar Creek parking lot and other locations at Wren Lake, this year Marion's Ray Fosse Park is also a drop-off point, the Goofy Golf parking lot. And that's the Tuesday edition of the WSIU Almanac. Have a good day. Good Tuesday morning, and here is the WSIU Almanac. 63 years ago, the iconic two-seater high-performance Corvette was first publicly displayed at a car show in New York City. It would cost you more, though, if you wanted an AM radio and a heater. And happy 62nd birthday to Michelle Obama. Locally, for the past 7 decades, Caritas Family Solutions has been providing help to those in need. And as the new year ramps up, they would like you to help them continue that record of service. For more information, see the link on our website. Or you can call the Mount Vernon office of Caritas at 618-244-0344. In Benton, the Court-Appointed Special Advocates for Children, or CASA of Franklin County, works with children who are interacting with the court system. CASA uses trained volunteers, and if you'd like to become involved, you can call CASA of Franklin County at the office in Benton, 438-0608. The U of I Extension Service of Pope and Hardin Counties is working with young people in the 4-H group there to help them become more knowledgeable about farming. And the service is planning on taking interested young people to Bloomington, Illinois in late February for the Illinois 4-H Junior Leadership Conference. For more information, call Kim Bainbridge, 4-H Program Coordinator, at 618-695-6060. And that's the January 17th WSIU Almanac. Have a good day.